For MeatPoultry.com, I'm Erica Schaefer, Senior Digital Media Editor. Previously, I introduced Bob Langert, a former vice president over sustainability initiatives at McDonald's and author of The Battle to Do Good, Inside McDonald's Sustainability Journey. Langert spent more than 20 years at McDonald's focused on ways for the company to address a range of issues related to sustainability. And for his book, Langert says he interviewed about 51 people who were part of McDonald's sustainability journey during his time with the company. According to Langert, no company should go it alone when it comes to sustainability. But if sustainability is a team sport, who do you want playing for your side? Bob Langert has a few thoughts about this subject, which kicks off the second installment of our conversation. Can you explain what differentiates animal rights activists and animal welfare activists? And which of these groups do you think is better for building partnerships?
You know, these terms that you refer to, animal rights versus animal welfare, I found it to be very confusing to the people I was dealing with, especially in the outside world. They would intermix them and say, oh, you know, what's your position on animal rights? And the next person I would talk to, what's your position on animal welfare? When in fact, you know, I look at them and the company would look at it, you know, very discreetly as being different. I mean, animal rights, you know, roughly being defined that, you know, animals have certain rights that are on a level as a human being. And usually the groups are into emotion. They're into things that perhaps aren't scientific. They're into ethical arguments. Usually it's some version of veganism as well. Not that I'm against that, but that's just what it entails. Versus animal welfare, you know, it's about keeping the animals free of pain, suffering, agony, mistreatment, things that we worked with Dr. Temple Grandin on, which was one of the most best things we ever did in terms of working on animal welfare with our suppliers. And that's something, you know, I'm very passionate, you know, about. You know, certainly the proper treatment of animals, even though they're going through a system that ends up, you know, producing, you know, meat products for McDonald's. The fact is they deserve that. And it's very interesting to kind of draw the line somewhere between, you know, productivity and efficiency and then the ability of some saving some of the natural behaviors of these animals. And it's very controversial. It's something that I wrestle with a lot, you know, working with producers and farmers, and where do you draw that line? But our mindset was all about animal welfare, even, you know, living in a world where, you know, we highly respect the farmers and producers that are producing food at the end of the day that's so affordable, so safe, so high quality, you know, for the consumer. But adding on the sustainability factor is very important too.
Was there ever a situation where a partner of McDonald's took a position or action that was more extreme than the company was comfortable with?
Well, you know, in my time at McDonald's, when it came to who we would work with on animal welfare issues, or for that matter, really any other issues, you know, related to the environment or nutrition, we would want to partner. When I use the term partner, that would mean we actually want to sit down and collaboratively work together on some sort of solution that makes the world better, makes the animal treatment better, but also takes in the big picture of, you know, keeping businesses viable. And let's face it, you know, part of sustainability, it's not only people and planet and animals, but it's profit as well. So the activist groups, you know, there's a role for them to kind of, you know, clang the bell and, you know, shout from on high as to what some of the issues might be in society. But those weren't the groups that we would partner with and collaborate with. We'd always look for the groups that would be collaborative, market-based, willing to work with business, base their work on science, don't have a lot of lawyers on their team, and looking to work together. And, you know, we found success in that. I mean, just look at the work that McDonald's is doing with the World Wildlife Fund, who's very involved with sustainable beef. I work with Dr. Temple Grandin on animal welfare. I work with Conservation International on sustainable fish. We've got a track record McDonald's has of working with these really good NGOs together to make a difference.
I'm sure you know that there's been a lot of debate about the use of hidden cameras in processing plants and on farms that supply companies such as McDonald's. So how well have food companies gotten ahead of these types of campaigns?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think big picture-wise, you know, across the food and agricultural space, I would say as a whole, we as an industry and as a sector are still in the reactive mode. We're still sitting back too much, waiting for trouble to happen. The attacks come in, and then, you know, then we're responding to things, and you automatically look defensive, and you don't look that good. Now, it is shifting dramatically. I mean, when we were first talking about sustainability with our food suppliers 15 years ago, and people in our supply system didn't even understand the term. And now, you know, for instance, McDonald's suppliers, you know, they're judged by it. It's integrated. They understand what the goals are. So we've come, you know, a long way. And the more, and you see more and more of the food, especially the food retailers, you notice that they're coming up with these strong visions of sustainability and bold goals and, you know, addressing climate change, addressing deforestation, because these companies need to define themselves to their customers as caring about these issues. But, you know, throughout the whole food and ag, you know, if I had a message for the producers and farmers that are, you know, listening to, you know, what our experience was at McDonald's, is that you need to get proactive. And every business, every organization along the food chain should be developing a strategy for what they stand for. Let's stand tall for sustainability. You can't just say you are sustainable. You have to have a plan. You have to have goals. You have to have metrics. And you have to be transparent about that. And until that happens, it's just a bunch of hot air and people aren't going to believe you.
Well, that's it for the show this week. Next week, we're taking a break for the July 4th holiday, but we're not quite done sharing what we learned from Bob Langert about McDonald's and sustainability. So, in the third and final installment of our conversation, he answers several questions, including who defines the role of companies in society these days, and how does social media influence that debate? Does big business have any business addressing social issues? And what's a hard knock nugget? We hope you'll join us. For more podcasts on the latest news from the meat and poultry industry, head to our website, www.meatpoultry.com. And stay social with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching @meatpoultry. I'm Erica Schaefer. Thanks for listening.